A new year, a new controversy has erupted along Bomb Beach. While stakes in the shallow water near the shoreline had locals up in arms last spring, this year it's uncertainty about a building project in front of the same cottage that has many upset. This year, they're building a breakwall, but the breakwall goes out a long distance, says Sean Miskimmins, who's involved with the Beach Rights Facebook group. My theory is he's building a boat launch or a dock. Also, there's a brand new shiny boat sitting in the driveway. The property in question is owned by GTA resident Janet Minos. Her husband, Victor, told Midland Today via email that he's well aware of the rumors, inaccuracies and speculation on social media and otherwise circulating, again, this time around. I have absolutely no reason to discuss what I do on my private property, in particular with anyone who fabricates, spins the truth to attract readers, such as you did last year, says Minos, who told Midland Today last year that the stakes were actually from metal posts someone had broken that had been installed to secure wooden beams to create a breakwater to reduce the force of waves. The project, which has been temporarily halted, involves construction of a structure in front of a boathouse that extends to the water's edge. I feel there's a destruction of land there, Miskimmins says, adding creating a structure will have an impact on the rest of the shoreline and lead to difficulties for those walking along the soft sand. This is turning into another Marion's Fence. Miskimmins is referring to a fence built in 2006 right beside where the public part of Bomb Beach ends, thereby cutting off public access to the rest of the waterfront. The 2-meter-high cedar fence, which was built by then-property owners John and Elizabeth Marion, caused much angst among locals and led to bitter and sometimes violent disputes. According to news reports at the time, the fence was attacked with chainsaws and burned. Violent altercations broke out between the property owners and people in the community, with the township installing surveillance cameras in an effort to keep the peace. New owners took down the fence 8 years later. We don't condone any of that, Miskimmins says, referring to violence. Tiny Public Works engineering manager Jean-Francois Robitaille says the township is aware of the work occurring at 32 Tiny Beaches Road, south, and has received complaints from the public about it. The construction of such a retaining wall does not require a building permit or any other permits from the township, Robitaille tells Midland Today. We had issued a permit for the contractor to use the municipal pathway to access the worksite since we believed they were simply going to repair an existing retaining wall that had been damaged from the high water we've seen over the past few years, Robitaille explained. However, once the extent of the work became clear to the township, the permit was put on pause until we receive a response from the MNRF, Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, that what is being built complies with their requirements. While a permit is not required to build breakwaters in the township, it would be necessary for other structures such as a dock. We don't know if the Minos family own into the water, says Miskimmins, who drove to an MNRF office in Minden last week to discuss the issue, but was told he would need an appointment. The next step is to meet with the MNRF, which could take up to 15 business days. Ministry spokeswoman Anita Tamrazi says they're aware of the work being conducted at the property. Tiny Beaches has several different types of shoreline ownership, Tamrazi says. This can vary from area to area and between neighboring properties. There is a mix of private landowners, beach associations, municipal and group ownership. The ministry is clarifying ownership of this property before determining next steps. Similar instances have already happened elsewhere in the township, where owners have made the areas in front of their cottages difficult to pass as they dump truckloads of huge boulders 20 or so meters out from the water's edge. You cannot walk past the beach without going into the water, Miskimmins says. People are seeing the destruction of land. As well, a proposed zoning change being considered in Tiny would allow beachfront residents to construct boathouses and docks 20 meters out into the water, according to Miskimmins. And that's something that has him worried about what the beach area could eventually look like, as those hoping to enjoy a leisurely beach walk would find their path seemingly blocked at every turn. It would absolutely delineate what nature's provided us, Miskimmins says, before addressing another concern allowing further building along the water could create. Maybe someone's going to be swimming at night or boating at night, and we're going to end with a potential tragedy. For his part, Miskimmins plans to bring up his concerns during an upcoming deputation with Tiny Township councillors. The public needs to know about this stuff. Allowing this on the beach baffles me. It will change the dynamic of the beaches, he says. The beach rights group is very vigilant about this. Miskimen says his group, which has close to 5,000 members, has grown wary with what it views as apathy on the part of tiny council when it comes to ensuring public beach access. We're getting frustrated with members of council who kind of shrug their shoulders. Mr. Deputy Mayor Stefan Walma seems to be the only one who seems to care. I trust he will do the right thing.